We live in a day of great evil in the land, where society spins out of control in moral chaos. The modern church has lost her voice of authority, and entire denominations have fallen into deep apostasy. And similar to the days of the prophet Amos, there's a scarcity of biblical preaching in the land. Amos 8:11 describes our day as well. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. For the past 60 years in America, ministers have sounded forth a watered-down gospel message that declared only God loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you, and all you have to do to go to heaven is just accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Unfortunately, this unbiblical methodology has misled millions into a false assurance by only presenting the love of God and omitting the justice of God against sin. Old-time preachers were more faithful to the souls of men by warning them of a future judgment and the miseries of hell because God is angry with the wicked every day. When the pulpits in America stop preaching the great doctrines of the gospel like ruin, redemption, repentance, and regeneration, and began teaching another more popular gospel, they began to damn the souls of men. The doctrines of condemnation and damnation are seldom preached today, and fewer warned of a burning hell. Most pastors preach for the acceptance of man and encourage sinners in their natural condition, rather than awaken them to their great peril and danger. Why upset the good deacons when you could just pacify them like diapered babies? Therefore, most unconverted church members believe in a God that is not the God of the Bible. Many today lie in ignorance to the provoked justice of God and their danger of damnation because ministers have failed to warn them. So the majority of church members live a life of carnal security as they sit atop a trapdoor to hell. Your average church member today does not think that God is angry with them for their sins, nor do they believe in a God who must punish sin. Like the self-satisfied Pharisees and scribes, they are lost religious men who knew not God and crucified the Lord of glory. Sadly, because many sit upon the rotten foundation of an empty religious profession, when death comes to visit them, it'll be a day of great terror, as seen in Isaiah 33:14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? How many good church members will die tonight only to be damned in a devil's hell? Will you be one of them? Repent before it's too late.